This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 29th, 2024. The National Hurricane Conference was held on March 25th through the 28th, 2024, in Orlando, Florida, and amateur radio was well represented there. A series of workshops were held that focused on amateur radio's involvement in hurricane tracking, coverage, and recovery. Among the presenters was the Assistant Amateur Radio Coordinator, WX4NHC, at the National Hurricane Center, NHC, Julio Ripoll, WD4R. He gave a history of amateur radio's involvement in the NHC, including the use of tube radios back in the 1980s and the Yaesu FTD-X1200 that's used today. WX4NHC is also equipped with VHF and UHF radios to access the Florida statewide amateur radio network, SARnet, as well as digital equipment to communicate with the Voice over Internet Protocol Hurricane Net, IRLP, and WindLake to receive emails via amateur radio. We were the only means of communication between the National Hurricane Center and the National Weather Service field office in Slidell, Louisiana, during Hurricane Katrina, Ripoll said. He went on to highlight other instances of reports given by ham radio, which provided mission-critical information that had a major impact on the way that NHC handled the storm. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Johns Johnston, KE5MHV, gave a presentation to the crowd of hurricane experts, meteorologists, and emergency managers about the amateur radio emergency service, ARES. Johnston shared that in 2023, ARES volunteers contributed at least $21.8 million in volunteer hours to their local communities. Is amateur radio still relevant? Absolutely, he said. Are we still involved in the right places that are doing things the right way? Amateur radio absolutely is, he added. Johnston highlighted the relationship between ARRL and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as well as ARRL's position as a net control station within the Shared Resources High Frequency Radio Program, that's known as SHARES, managed by CISA. Other presentations were given by the ARRL's editor, Rick Palm. He's the editor of the ARES letter, K1CE. He shared a harrowing tale of his family riding out a direct hit from Hurricane Idalia in August of 2023. And you can read more about his experience in the public service column in the January issue of QST. And you can watch a video of amateur radio workshops at the 2024 National Hurricane Conference on YouTube, courtesy of Jim Palmer, KB1, KQW. World Amateur Radio Day, known as WARD, is celebrated each year on April 18th. The theme for 2024 is A Century of Connections, celebrating 100 years of amateur radio innovation, community, and advocacy. The global event covers all of the International Amateur Radio Union's IARU regions and spans 2 days, Thursday, April 18th, 2024, 0000 UTC, to Friday, April 19th, 2024, 0000 UTC. On April 18, 1925, the RAU was formed in Paris and will celebrate its centenary in 2025. The American Radio Relay League, ARRL co-founder Hiram Percy Maxim, was the organization's first president. All radio amateurs are invited to take to the airways to enjoy the global friendship with other amateurs and to show their skills and capabilities to the public. WARD is not a contest, though, but rather an opportunity to talk about the value of amateur radio to the public and fellow amateur colleagues. It is also a great opportunity to talk about local radio clubs and amateur radio in the local media as a lead-up to ARRL Field Day, which is held each year during the fourth full weekend in June. You can also promote your personal WARD activities on social media platforms like X and Facebook by using hashtag World Amateur Radio Day. For more ideas and information, visit World Amateur Radio Day at ARRL.org. Amateur radio will play many roles in the upcoming solar eclipse that will cross much of North America on April 8th. Radio amateurs are welcome to participate in ionospheric research that is being conducted, and you can find information about the Solar Eclipse QSO Party on the HAMSI website. Many emergency communications groups, including those affiliated with the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, in the areas near totality, are planning to be active surrounding that event. HANS will provide communications to several agencies, such as local governments, relief organizations, and other groups that could benefit from resilient communications during a time when millions are expected to travel. The ARRL Puerto Rico section has a new online training course for prospective amateur radio operators. 53 students have enrolled in the course, taught by ARRL Technical Coordinator and Instructor Carlos Roig, who draws from the ARRL License Manual and the National Conference Volunteer Examiner Coordinator's pool of questions for the Spanish Zoom course. That course is open to everyone who is interested in becoming an amateur radio operator. In advance of the course on March 16, 2024, Assistant Section Manager Leder Rios, W4RPK, offered a technical training demonstration to 10 registered students at the University of Puerto Rico main campus. The session was an overview of amateur radio and its various activities. Students were most interested in the band plan, the phonetic alphabet, and how to communicate with others. Several students were also interested in learning more about how to utilize the radio equipment and how to establish and make their first contact, while others have an interest in emergency communications for this year's hurricane season. For additional information about the training course, contact Leder Rios, WP4RBK, at WP4RBK@gmail.com. And for more information on how to become a radio amateur, you can visit ARRL.org, licensing, education, and training, and getting on the air. If you're a Parks on the Air activator or hunter, there are two events occurring this first week of April that might be of interest. Georgia State Parks on the Air begins at 1200 UTC on Saturday, April 6th, and concludes at 2359 UTC on Sunday, April 7th. Also, Florida State Parks on the Air begins at 1400 UTC on Saturday, April 6th, and concludes at 2200 UTC on Saturday, April 7th. For more information, visit the individual sponsors' websites. Blind amateur radio operator, tower climber, and Southeastern Repeater Association President Wade Danny Hampton Jr., K4ITL, passed away on February 28, 2024. While attending the North Carolina State School for the Blind, now known as the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind, in Raleigh, North Carolina, he met several sighted friends involved in the amateur radio community and began attending radio club meetings with them. As a result, Hampton became a licensed radio amateur at the age of 12, despite the requirement that an operator must be able to read, copy, and send Morse code, all of which he learned by ear. After graduation from Wake Technical College, Hampton focused and formed a company on maintaining commercial two-way radio systems across the southeastern United States. For many years, he was a broadcast engineer for WRAL-TV in Raleigh, often working atop the station's 2,000-foot tower. Hampton made his last climb in 2023 at the age of 79. He was named Hamvention Amateur Radio Operator of the Year in 2009 for his design of the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network, which links more than 40 repeaters. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT Report. Bruce?
For those that are thinking about getting into working satellites, what about downloading images from a weather satellite? No radio required. Well, not really. You can purchase a very low-cost software-defined radio like an RTL-SDR dongle. Then, a simple dipole antenna and some coax, and you are ready to start downloading the pictures. As Meteor M2-4 gets checked out, you can put your receive station together. Also, you do not have to be a ham. There is no license required to receive. The pictures can be downloaded on 137.1 MHz or 137.9 MHz. After you get used to doing this, you can tune to the ISS and listen to some QSOs. When you're comfortable in tracking, you add an HT to transmit, and this time you do need a ham license. You should be a pro at this point in tracking satellites and making your first satellite contact on the ISS or through SO50. It will be a high point in your ham radio ventures. For more information, you can look up some of the SDRs that are available and get started. The prices range widely from as low as $40 to $350 or $400. Start with the $40 ones, and if you find you need more capabilities and features, go from there. But $40 in a dipole or a three-element beam are so inexpensive to start listening to a satellite that everyone can give it a try. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, many contest opportunities. On March 28th, it's the RSGB 80-meter club championship, single sideman, that's phone. March 29th through the 30th, the Sasquatch Stomp, CW there. March 30th through the 31st, CQ WWWPX contest, single sideman and phone. On April 1st, the DARC Easter contest, CW and phone. Also on April 1st, the 144 MHz Spring Sprint, CW phone and digital. April 4th through the 5th, it's the Bacon QRP contest, CW. April 4th as well, the SARL 80-meter QSO party, that's phone. And on April 4th, the 10-meter active contest, CW phone and digital. And make sure that you visit the ARRL calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on April 6th, it's the Raleigh Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 12th to the 13th, the Greene County Ham Fest 2024 hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention. That's in Claremore, Oklahoma. April 20th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention in Georgetown, Delaware. May 11th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. And May 17th through the 19th is the Dayton Hamvention hosting the ARRL National Convention in Xenia, Ohio. And finally this week, thanks to the Morongo Basin Amateur Radio Club in 29 Palms, California, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.